was in New York yesterday, and I came back, and I have this little note that I dug up. Junior was one of those special people who came through our locker room. You know, we always knew he was his real family. He was really a Charger, and the Spanos family, someone I feel close to. And even when he was here, we knew in the end he would be a Charger. But we were pretty close first cousins, because the years he spent here, we felt like he was really a true patriot. And, you know, you folks got to see him a lot on the field, but I can tell you his presence in that locker room, in the team meetings that I went, some of them that I went to, his ability to speak and be a motivational speaker, and his caring for fellow human beings. I went back to my records, because having suffered the loss of my sweetheart this year, and he sent me something within a few weeks of Myra passing. He said, "I'm so sorry about the passing of Mrs. Kraft. She was an inspiration to me. I have so much respect for all she did to help people lead better lives. I'll always be there for you and your family. Junior Sale, love you, buddy." And I don't know if you know, he used to do this, "love you, buddy." And then he enclosed a very generous check to the Myra Kraft Giving Back Fund. So here's a guy who represented everything that we liked, how he conducted himself in an unselfish manner in the locker room. I remember him asking me to come to New York. I was going to a Elton John AIDS event, AIDS in Africa event, and he wanted to come down and be part of it. And just a lot of wonderful things. You know, no one ever squeezed me harder after every game and hugged me in the locker room. He just really was a special guy. And so it's a message to all of us that make sure we hug and squeeze the people we love and cherish them, and tell them the people you love, make sure they know it every day. So, special guy.